many emotions that run through families when they sit down and probably get close to blacking out when they find out the diagnosis of either for themselves or a loved one. And then they have to go through the emotional recovery period from that and then begin the journey of the overall recovery. Now let's get to the good news in all of this. There are exponentially more survivors today than at any point in this battle. The unfortunate part is it's not eradicated.
Yep.
The unfortunate part is it's not 100%. And so we have to keep fighting until we get to the 100%. And I know that this ball club and Scott Walker in particular, and this is a side note, but the incredible dedicated work of Coaches versus Cancer, which will include the reverse drawing here in September coming back. That's the overall battle against the disease of cancer. Tonight we focus on breast cancer health, and also fundraising on breast cancer awareness as the Spikes jog onto the field. Braden Blackford leads the charge, and if I were hitting 329, I'd lead the charge too. As they fly onto the field in their pink jerseys. Every year, a new style, and this style, I think, is the best one they've had yet.
And many of the players also wearing those pink socks that were given away at the start of tonight's activities as well.
Rodney, take it away.
Please rise as you are able, and we kindly request that you remove your hats. Here on Penns Valley Community Night, please join me in welcoming the Penns Valley Men's Chorus, here to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
I greeted each one of them as they came down the stairs, and then they asked me, said, would you like to join us? And they said, what kind of success do you want to have when you sing this for the crowd? They said, a lot. I said, then you don't want me. We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Get ready to paint the park pink with the State College Spikes and Mount Nittany Health tonight. Join the fight against breast cancer and literally paint the park pink. Game time is 6:35 p.m. against Mahoning Valley. Bid in the Spikes pink jersey out the back auction on the Live Source app to benefit the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Enjoy the pink socks giveaway and be thrilled by the post-game fireworks show and its scout night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Miller Field, Lobato Park, Derek Cherry going through his final warm-ups. It'll be Bill Worthington behind the plate tonight. Wyatt Lee will be working at third base. Ian Pittenger down at first. Derek, 2.81 ERA in the second half, but This pattern actually began the final 2 weeks of the first half. And right now, 3-2, 4.67 ERA overall. But that, it was his first three appearances that took the ERA and bloated it. He's been slicing it down now for a month. And he's been terrific out there. He's going to make his fourth start overall and his 13th appearance. He's a guy that started out his collegiate career in Houston. Actually pitched with Mahoning Valley at one point back in 2021. He had 2.85 ERA with the Scrappers that summer with Mahoning Valley. But this year pitched for McNeese State, where he went 3-3, struck out 41, gave up just 32 hits in 47 innings and only a 196 average against him. He also pitched in the Cape Cod League for Hyannis. And the opening pitch of the game brought to you by our good friends at America's Carpet Outlet. Your local flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO, and the ball game underway with a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. To Marine, the shortstop. And the pitch. It's on the ground. Base hit left field. So Marine leads off with a single to the left. Makes the turn there. Toss back in by DeRiggi. It is Matthew at first. Vuletic at second. Leslie at short. Blackford at third. DeRiggi is in left. Harden in center. Fontebeau in right. And Ray Torres behind the plate. Corey King is sixth in the league in hitting at this point. And bats from the right side. The pitch. That is fouled to our right over our heads and out of play. 0-1 the count. So runner on first with nobody out. As Corey King waits at the plate. Cherry goes set middle infield double play depth. And throw over to first. No tag by Logan. We mentioned King at 348. No home runs. Nine knocked in with a double. He bats from the right side. Here's the set. And the pitch. It's up high for ball. Spikes as a team. 18 double plays total. 13 have been ground ball double plays. Craig Antusch coaching down at third, and Bryant Nelson down at first. 1-1. And the pitch. Outside, fake by Torres to first. Did not release it. 2-1 the count. Braylon Marine on first. Here's the set by Cherry, and Derek to the plate. It's on the ground. Backhanded diving play by Blackford. Throws to first, but he throws it wide. Matthew tracks it down. That'll be an infield hit, but Blackford made a tremendous play just to get to it and try and make a play out of it. First and second with nobody out. That was under the category of wow. And you thought tonight the only wow was going to be the reaction to Joe Putnam's tuxedo. That'll bring to the plate Mason Sykes with them in the first half of the year. Sykes at 3-11, a home run, 15 knocked in, 6 doubles outside for ball, 1-0 the count. Sykes out of Toledo. Lives in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. He is 23 years of age. Turned 23 last month on June the 10th. Bats from the right side. Good size, 6'4", 195 pounds. First and second with nobody out. Cherry right to the limit and throws a strike. They could have called him there. It was at zero, but he had started into the windup. It's 1-1. Derek looks in. He works from the middle of the slab. He does not favor either side when he pitches. First and second, nobody out. Jerry at the belt. Looks at second. Two of the plate. Checked it, didn't go. 2-1 the count. Had some rain earlier in the day. No big deal. Beautiful tonight. We're at 78 degrees. Wind is blowing to right about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Gusting to 15. Cherry, 2-1. Delivers. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball that time from Derek. Cherry will throw the four-seam fastball, the curveball, the slider, the change, and he does have a sinker that he mixes in. A lot of breeze tonight on this 77-degree evening. Line to right center field. Harden will take it on the bounce. Marine is around third, coming to the plate. He will score. 1-0 Mahoning Valley. Still nobody out. Sykes with RBI 16. And stopping at second will be Corey King. Last night it was the Spikes that scored 6 runs in the first inning. Ended up winning the game in overtime. One nothing Scrappers. That'll bring to the plate Owen Young. Young at 254, no home runs, 4 knocked in, 4 doubles and a triple. And the pitch. In tight for a ball, 1-0 the count. Torrey lost it, but no advance. Young, 6'4", 190 pounds, out of Indianapolis. Doesn't say where he played last, but I'm sure wherever that was, he did a heck of a job. 1-0 the count. And Ray Torrey out to talk to his guy. Torrey has not played the last 4 games. Now jogging back behind the plate. Torrey at one point in the Nationals organization played in the Gulf Coast League with the Washington Nationals minor league club. You're saying, well, then how can he return to college after that? You could play Division II, III, or the NAIA after signing a pro contract. You can't play Division I. 1-0. Outside, 2-0 the count. Yeah, so far, he's having trouble finding the zone. He went slider that time. 2-0 the count. First and second, nobody out. 1 run in, top of the first inning. Cherry delivers. It's down low. It's 3-0. Caught the plate, but low to Young. 3-0 the count. Tomorrow we're at 4:05. By the way, we salute all the scouts here tonight. Scout night tonight as well as Penns Valley night. 3-0 the count. Cherry at the belt. Derek to the plate. Inside corner for a strike. It is 3-1. Cherry so far has thrown 15 pitches. 7 have been strikes. He'll go to the belt here. He's picking up the pace a little bit more compared to previous hitters. To the plate. That's fouled. He fights back to 3-2. Good pitch. He barely got a piece of that. Good crowd on hand tonight here on this Saturday night. A lot of people on the concourse as well, not in the seats. Enjoying the great food here. Great concessions. 3-2 the count. Cherry delivers. And that's fouled, tipped at the plate. He stays alive. It's still 3-2. Tomorrow here at 4:05, off day Monday, then here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Those Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games as we start August will all be 6:35 starts. Set by Cherry. And Derek's 3-2. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Got him just what he needed. Fights back from 3-0. Gets the strikeout. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Understanding what matters means having a team of dedicated specialists at the Mountain Indy Health Breast Care Center. From diagnosis to treatment to recovery and remission, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. TJ Reeves to the plate. TJ out of Jacksonville State. This is in Birmingham, Alabama. And the pitch. Takes it outside and low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Reeves at 218 with no home runs, two knocked in with two doubles. 5'10", 190-pounder, 23 years of age. One out, first and second, one run in, top of the first. 1-0 Mahoning Valley as Cherry delivers. Down low, Torrey throws the first, got a shot. Oh, he just barely beat it. Good call by Ian Pittenger. It was the right call. It was close, though. It's 2-0. Good play by Ray Torrey that time. Boy, I tell you, Torres made a heck of a throw down there. 2-0. Outside, 3-0. It's the second straight hitter. He's gone 3-0. The last one, he battled back to strike out. It's a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Wind is blowing to right, and once it gets up here, it swirls a little bit. 3-0 the count, first and second with one out. And the pitch. And he throws a strike, taking all the way. 3-1 the count. Three straight singles to open, then Young struck out. 1-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the first as Cherry delivers. Swung on and missed. Another fastball that time at 94. 3-2 the count. Can he do it two times in a row? Where he goes 3-0. 3-2. High and tight, ball four. All right, so bases are now loaded. And that'll bring Antonio Fernandez to the plate. Out of McPherson College in Tucson, Arizona. 6'3", 200-pounder. And you're talking about a left-handed inning catcher. And we saw Jerome Williams in the pregame with us. We didn't expect to see him on the field in the first inning, but he's walking out now to talk to Derek Cherry. Ray Torres, the catcher, and the rest of the infield will join him. That gives us a chance to tell you 4:05 tomorrow. And then Tuesday, it's Walking Taco Tuesday at Price. Wine Wednesday, Dollar Beer Thursday. All 6:35 starts next week. This really is today. I know there's a break on Monday, but this is the start of a five-game homestand. Spikes right now, number two in attendance in the league. Being the smallest market in the league, they're number two in attendance in the league. Another great crowd on hand here tonight. Conversation over as Jerome marches back to the dugout. Walks past the pink ribbon that's painted on the field in front of the Spikes dugout. Same story in front of the Mahoning Valley dugout, third base side. Bases loaded, one out, one run in. And here's Fernandez. Pitch to Fernandez, that's a strike. That's only the second first pitch strike that Derek has thrown here in the opening inning. Fernandez at 273, no home runs, two knocked in with a pair of doubles. Middle infield at double play depth, outfield, straightaway normal depth, a little deeper and right by Fontaboa. Fouled off, 0-2 the count on Fernandez. Fontaboa usually plays a deeper right field anyway. DeRiggi, normal depth and left. The same story for Harden in center. Harden is comfortable going back or coming in on a ball. Cherry behind the mound on the grass. Stalks back up to the top of the hill with an 0-2 count. He's got bases loaded. One run in, but an 0-2 count. 27th pitch of the inning for Derek. On its way. Down low. 1-2 the count. Tried to tie him up inside. Went slider that time. Cherry out of Baytown, Texas. 22 years of age. Last pitched a week ago. Outside, 2-2. It was the last Saturday night he pitched in Morgantown against West Virginia with five innings, no decision, two hits, no runs. Struck out seven, walked four. Right, Torres out to talk to his guy, now jogs back as Elmo makes his first appearance on the board tonight. Two and two, the count with one out. Derek Cherry stares and long look. And now finally goes set at the belt. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. That's his second strike out of the inning. So now two outs with the bases loaded. Having an all-star team dedicated to excellence has earned Mount Nittany Health five stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. As one of the few in Pennsylvania with five stars, this national recognition ranks Mount Nittany Medical Center as one of the best for quality and safety. All right, here's Christian Johnson to the plate. Batting for the right side with the bases loaded now, two outs. Cherry delivers. Outside, 1-0 the count. Johnson out of Clinton, Mississippi. 22 years of age, 5'11", 186 pounds. 176 average, has one double. That misses, it's 2-0. As a team, Mahoning Valley hitting 248, fifth in the league. They're 18 points lower than the Spikes, who are at 266, or second in the league. 2-0. Cherry goes set with the bases loaded and delivers. Checked it, fouled it off. Excuse me, foul ball. 2-1 the count. And he fouled off ball three. So it's 2-1. There'll be a new baseball. They're asking Derek if he wants it. Derek says yes. Ray will throw it back out there to him. Two balls on a strike on Johnson. He's the seventh hitter of the inning. First three had hits. Cherry, though, has struck out two since. 2-1. That's up the middle. That's a base hit. Two runs are going to score out of that to make it 3-0 Mahoning Valley. And Johnson has his first two RBIs of the season. King scored from third and Sykes from second. Reeves stops at second. And it's 3-0. Just when you felt like he was on the verge of keeping the damage to a minimum, that happens. And here is Brad Burkle. 5'8", 180-pounder out of McNeese States, teammate of Derek Cherry. Lindale, Texas, 23 years of age. He'll turn 24 on October 13th. Bats from the left side. Cherry at the belt. Delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider that time. 0-1 the count. Third first pitch strike of the inning. 229, no home runs, two knocked in with a couple of doubles and a triple. Cherry now with pitch number 35 coming up. A swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Slider again. Well, let's see if he goes 3-for-3 on sliders here. 3-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the first. Here's the set. Derek delivers. On the ground to second. Waiting for it there is Vuletic. Throws to first in time, and the inning is over. But Mahoning Valley does send eight to the plate. Three of them score. They do so on four hits. Strand two. And at the end of a half inning, 3-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet. Our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
So we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Trey Robertson has been staked to a 3-0 lead. The former Spike, who pitched 2 years with State College, former draft pick of the Kansas City Royals, pitched at the University of Missouri in this past year, pitched at Kansas State. Great family. We've seen them often here over the past couple of years. The 6'5", 200-pounder. I'm sure they're listening to the broadcast here tonight. Trey's now 23 years of age. On November 10th, he'll turn 24. Defensively, King at first. Burkle in second. Marine at short. Sykes at third. Wiley in left. Johnson in center. Reeves in right. And Fernandez. Antonio Fernandez behind the plate. Peyton Harden had 3 hits last night. Leads it off. At his line. Right at Sykes at third, who dives to his left to make the play. One out. One gone, and that will bring to the plate Josh Leslie. Josh went 2-for-3 last night with a double and a walk, hitting .329 with 2 home runs, a dozen knocked in, now with 5 doubles, 11 runs scored. He's 7th in the league in RBIs with 7. He is 2nd behind Carlos Contreras, who's not in the starting lineup tonight, in total hits with 24. Robertson delivers. Squares to bunt, pulls back. That's a strike. It's 1-0. Tim Battle is coaching down at third, and Jesus Azuaje is coaching at first. Wind blowing to right tonight, 5-10, gusting to 15 as Robertson, the 6'5 left-hander, deals. That is line to right field, a base hit. The hit parade for Leslie continues. He now ties Contreras for the league lead in total hits. And that'll bring Luis Aviles to the plate. Went 1-for-3 last night with a walk and a run scored, hitting .283 with 4 home runs and 5 knocked in. And, yes, we've talked about the insanity of the 4 home runs because all 4 have been solo home runs. There's been nobody on base when he's hit a home run. So this has to be very uncomfortable for him with Leslie on first. 1-0 the count. Leslie is 4-of-6 in stolen bases, but with Robertson being a left-hander, that'll knock maybe a half step off the lead. DeRiggi's on deck. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away and deep on Aviles than they should be. Robertson delivers. High and tight to Aviles. It's 2-0. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. And don't forget, tomorrow, Lucky's bobblehead at 405. 2-0. Foul tip into the mitt. It's 2-1. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet high at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with a grandstand above it. 2-1 the count. Leslie out to his lead at first. Robertson to the plate. Foul first base side. Clears the roof for the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. It's level at 2-2. 3-0 Mahoning Valley in the bottom of the first. Aviles will reset. Leads the league in home runs with 4, tied with his teammate Braden Blackford. And the pitch. It's on the ground. Could be 2. Slides it to 1. Burkell the first. Double play. 6-4-3 to end the bottom of the first inning. No runs, a hit, and nobody left. At the end of 1, 3-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Work our way now to the second inning of play, 3-0 Mahoning Valley. Very pleased to be joined by Dr. Kenita Burns-Johnson, DO of General Surgery at Mount Nittany Medical Center. First of all, Doctor, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here.
So here it is, paint the park pink with the Spikes wearing their jerseys tonight. To you, what is the definition of what paint the park pink means to you?
Well, it's held every year. Paint the Park Pink is a very special event that's sponsored by Mount Nittany Health to help raise money for breast cancer awareness and to honor survivors. All proceeds from tonight's Paint the Park Pink events will benefit Mount Nittany Health Foundation, which supports the advancement of health care available to our community.
Justin Wiley, the McDonald's strikeout guy, will lead it off. He'll be followed by Braylon Marine and Corey King, 9-1 and 2, and inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Tell us a little bit about whatever role that you might have when it comes to breast care health treatment.
Absolutely. Well, in addition to being the daughter and sister of two breast cancer survivors, I'm a general surgeon with a particular interest in overall breast health. And my work focuses on the management of benign breast disease, but most importantly, the surgical treatment of breast cancer. Throughout my surgical career, I've worked closely with a number of surgeons specializing in breast cancer care, and I'm truly thrilled to have been able to team up with such an exceptional group of knowledgeable and compassionate experts and leaders at Mount Nittany Health with a common goal to provide innovative patient-centered care.
It certainly is. 3-0 the count as Cherry goes set. Wiley in the right-handed box delivers in tight ball four, walked him on four pitches, got away from Torres. Wiley sprints down to first because that's what you're supposed to do. And Marine comes to the plate, singled and scored in the first. We all know that any kind of cancer, and in this case, the fight against breast cancer could be long and hard. I mean, everybody, I think, understands that, which is why Mount Nittany Health and the Spikes have teamed up to support this great cause. How does Mount Nittany help those who are dealing with that tough breast cancer diagnosis?
Well, listen, our community can rely on us for exceptional care. Mount Nittany Health offers comprehensive cancer services that utilize the most innovative cancer therapies combined with compassionate, patient-centered care to treat every aspect of the disease. This approach is what allows Mount Nittany Health to provide patients with both the medical and emotional support they need at every step, from breast cancer diagnosis to treatment to survivorship.
Well, Wiley throws a strike. It's 1-1 now to Marine. But on the play, Wiley stole second. He's on second now with nobody out. 3-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the second inning. Cherry goes set at the belt, stares in, waits, checks second. On its way. Inside for a ball, 2-1 the count. So what types of medical services does Mount Nittany Health provide to support breast cancer patients as they go through the diagnosis, the treatment, and let's face it, ultimate survivorship?
Absolutely. Well, listen, as we know, early detection is important in fighting breast cancer. Mount Nittany Health's Breast Care Center offers the means to address breast health concerns by providing a range of diagnostic services, including 3D mammogram, digital mammograms, breast ultrasounds, breast MRI interpretation, needle localizations, and biopsies. In addition, Cancer Care Partnership, which is a partnership between Mount Nittany Health and Penn State Cancer Institute, provides personalized hematology, medical oncology, and infusion services at the Lance and Ellen Shaner Cancer Pavilion that's located at Mount Nittany Medical Center. A key service within the Shaner Cancer Pavilion is the partnership, and that provides the expertise of a team of oncologists and advanced practice nurses, all supported by certified oncology nurses and highly trained support staff. Mount Nittany Health has a team of oncology patient navigators, including a dedicated oncology breast health navigator who guides cancer patients and their families through the healthcare system, as well as locates community resources that meet their needs at no cost to patients. Now, to help recreate a sense of normalcy after something like a mastectomy, for example, breast reconstructive surgery is available at Mount Nittany Physician Group Reconstructive and Cosmetic Surgery.
Ball lined foul into the seats, and it did hit a fan just in front of the Spikes bullpen. 3-2 the count with Wiley on second. Lance and Ellen, by the way, longtime friends. So they're incredible people. So now it's an emotional journey.
Absolutely. Right?
It's an emotional journey. And it's not just an emotional journey for the patient. It's an emotional journey for everybody around them. So what are some of the things that Mount Nittany does to help guide through that emotional journey?
Well, listen, you're absolutely right that breast cancer patients have to deal with many obstacles throughout their entire journey from the moment of diagnosis. At Mount Nittany Health, again, oncology patient navigators are available not only to guide patients and their families through the healthcare system, but also to locate community resources that suit their specific needs. Assistance can be provided in many areas, such as insurance, financial counseling, transportation help, and caregiver support, locating support groups. So the patient navigation program is a free service at Mount Nittany Health, and patients can receive as much or as little guidance as they need. So if you or someone close to you is dealing with a breast cancer diagnosis and would like to learn more about the patient navigation program, call 814-234-6175 or visit online at mountnittany.org.
Marine doubles to center to knock in a run, scoring Wiley from second. It's now 4-0, and that'll bring King to the plate, who reached on an infield hit in the first inning. 1-0 the count to him. So the Spikes dug a little bit of a hole here, now trying to work their way back. And Jerry goes set. Still no action in the Spikes bullpen. And the pitch. That's foul, third base side. Toward the Mahoning Valley dugout. And again, the patient navigation program, 814-234-6175. You can get more information at mountnittany.org.
That's right.
Yeah. So what do you think of the view up here?
I think it is a lovely view. This is just spectacular.
Pitch, that's down low, 2-1 the count. See, now you got through that with all complete ease.
Nice.
How about that? First of all, it's an absolute pleasure for us to meet you. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for all the great work. No problem. That's foul down the left field line. It's now 2-2. But thank you to everybody at Mount Nittany for all the great work that you do. You save lives every day.
Hey, this is what we feel like we were born to do.
Yes, that's right. What a pleasure. Thank you. 2-2 the count. In tight, runs it full, 3-2. Still nobody out here in the second inning. 4-0 Mahoning Valley. So far they've been able to pound out 5 hits. 4 singles and now a double. The pitch in tight, ball 4. So first 3 reach in this inning. And this is not the Derek Cherry we've been seeing now for 5 weeks. Not even remotely close. And sometimes you got to fight your way through it. He's going to have to fight his way through it again here. And he's got Sykes at the plate, who singled, knocked in a run, scored a run in the first. He's given up 5 hits. He's now walked 2. He has struck out 2. was complaining between innings about Joe's suit being a distraction. Don't know what that meant. Here's the set. The pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 the count.
I don't know how it could draw any attention whatsoever, Steve.
Would you allow, like me to explain? 1-0. The pitch. That's line to right left field again by Sykes. A base hit. That'll score another run. It's 5-0. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of runs knocked in.
Now, this is a Mahoning Valley team that in the second half has sometimes had difficulty finding the offense. They haven't had that today.
Lost yesterday 1-0.
Yep. Now, they actually did have a good offensive performance to defeat West Virginia, the first-place team in the second half, two nights ago. But
yeah, but now 5-0. You can't have 5 become 7. Pitch. That's down low. Could have used a little help there. 1-0 the count.
Caleb Marquez is hurrying down to the bullpen. Looks like somebody's going to get up.
Somebody's going to have to get up. And again, they used guys last night. That's why it was all hands on deck today.
Exactly. And to
checked it, 2-0. I think they were hoping Derek could go 6 today. And so he's going to struggle here. He's going to have to fight his guts out to get out of the second inning.
I think to prove that point, all hands on deck. It looks like Jonah Jenkins is the right-hander getting warm.
They're helped by the fact that Monday's an off day. 2-0, first and second. That is loop foul, first base side over the tarp and out of play. It's 2-1. Derek is throwing a lot of pitches. This is pitch number 58 coming up. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider that time. 2-2.
Or was that strike three?
It was strike three. Well, the summary and the board both had something different. Well, it's three strikeouts. Brought to you by good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Did you know Mount Nittany Health provides comprehensive care for patients with a cancer diagnosis, screening, diagnosis, treatments, and more, all available close to home? We are proud to have earned the designation of a comprehensive community cancer center from the Commission on Cancer. Visit mountnittany.org to learn more. And that ball is gone. 5 has become 8. DJ Reeves with a 3-run homer. Well, the Spikes' largest comeback ever. They tied it this year at 7. They will set a new record tonight should they come back in this one. And it's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, and that's the, I mean, you never want to be down 8-0, but at least the Spikes are pretty close to the maximum allotted outs to be able to come back.
That's right. So you chip away at it. But you got to get outs now. Okay? The pressure is going to be on everybody who pitches to keep this at 8. That way you can chip away the pitch. That's foul, first base side, now to play. Fernandez struck out swinging the first time. So for Reeves, his first home run, his third extra base hit. And now with 5 RBIs on the year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Attacks that zone with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 0-2. That's when you think you get a little bit of traction, you get a strikeout, then that happens. At slice foul, third base side, drifting out of play. It's still 0-2. But the guy, good catch on the carom. Look, Ben Sherrington just ran over and signed him. They could use a little help. 0-2 the count. Outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. They were talking the other day about they have the number one farm system. Okay, over here in the back, okay? How about the number one major league system? Foul straight back, 1-2. You can't keep claiming that for years. At some point, it's got to pay off at the big club.
Yeah. Cashing in is nice. Get results.
Yeah. And the 1-2 outside for a ball. People in Pittsburgh are not buying tickets to Indianapolis. 2-2 the count. Cherry delivers. Tied him up inside. Got him. They appealed down to Wyatt Lee, and he says yes. Brought to you by good friends at Mountain Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team that has an impact in our community? Visit mountainnittany.org/careers for exciting opportunities and more information about working with Mountain Nittany Health's five-star professionals. And I'll add on to that. It's the kind of job that you know you're going to go to every day and make a difference. Here's Johnson. Fouls it. First base side. Clears the roof and out of play. So a three-run first, a five-run second, 8-0 Mahoney Valley here in the top of the second. But the Spikes have 24 outs to work with. And look, just chip away at it. You're not going to hit an 8-run homer. Yeah, it's a breaking ball. Good curveball. Dropped in for a strike. It's 0-1.
Now, this is a team, too, in this, especially in the second half. And when the other team puts together a big inning, the Spikes respond in kind pretty quickly.
0-2. On the ground, up the middle, Leslie, who's left in front of the bag, takes it, fires, got him. Good play by Josh. 8 come to the plate, but 5 score. They do so on 3 hits and nobody left. At the end of an inning and a half, 8-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Trey Robertson staked to an 8-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Brendan DeRigge, Braden Blackford, and Zach Vuletic, 4-5 and 6 in the Spikes batting order. All right, taking a swing at a time. Get yourself back in it. Think about all the nights that you've scored 8, 9, 10, 11 runs. Pitch. Here's a strike, gets 0-1. Trey, 2 years with the Spikes, pitched to Missouri, pitched to Kansas State. The former Royals draft pick delivers. That's a strike, 0-2. DeRigge, last night, was 1-for-4, knocked in 2. Low in the dirt, 1-2 the count. DeRigge last night had a double, knocked in 2. He's hitting .340, a home run, 11 knocked in with 9 doubles. Dozen runs scored, also has a triple. They are playing him deep in center and right, but shallow in left. And lefty-on-lefty matchup, 1-2 from Robertson. Outside corner, call strike 3. First strikeout for Robertson. He gets him looking, and that brings Blackford to the plate. Blackford last night went 0-for-2 with 3 walks, scored a run. 3-19, tied for the league lead with 4 home runs. He's driven in 13, 6 doubles, second in the league, 14 runs scored. Actually, 15 runs scored for second in the league, and waves and misses, it's 0-1. Number 1 in the league in extra base hits. third in the league in RBIs. At open stance, left-handed box. Lefty on lefty again, 0-1 from Trey. Up high, 1-1. Shallow in left, deep in center, and in right. 8-0 Mahoning Valley in the bottom of the second. Robertson delivers. Fouled straight back to the screen. Ball and two strikes the count. Robertson has thrown only 15 pitches so far. Derek Cherry, it's been one of those nights he had to fight through 70 pitches in two innings. You'll have better days. We know that. 1-2 on the ground, off the mound into center field for a base hit. Second hit of the game for the Spikes. Blackford makes the turn at first. Zach Vuletich at the plate. Zach was a pinch runner last night for Luis Aviles. Still looking for his first hit with the Spikes after hitting .388 with Texas Tech this year. In fact, a career .351 hitter at Texas Tech. Middle infield at double play depth. They did turn a double play to win the first. Short lead at first by Blackford to the plate. Up high, 1-0 the count. Breeze now blowing to right about 5-10. Crystal clear night down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte. Beautiful. Tussie Mountain right behind the right field grandstand. Here's the 1-0. That's down low, 2-0. 8-0 Mahoning Valley in the bottom of the second. 3 in the first, 5 in the second, including a 3-run homer by T.J. Reeves. 2-0 to the plate. On the ground, high chopper, that could be 2. 1, on to first, double play, second straight inning. The Spikes have had a single with one out and then a double play to end the inning this time around the horn, 5-4-3. They had grounded in to only two double plays the entire second half. They've grounded into two in the opening two innings of this game. 8-0 to the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the third inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Jonah Jenkins takes over. You really needed a guy with starting experience to take over in this spot in the third inning. You're trying to hope he can get you to the seventh. Jenkins making his fifth appearance, his second in relief. He started against Williamsport back on Wednesday afternoon. Went four innings, no decision. Struck out 7, walked 3. 1-1 record with a 2.87 ERA with 21 strikeouts, 7 walks. Began his career at Dartmouth, went to San Francisco, and then to Ohio State. We can discuss the academic progression maybe in private. Says, don't make fun of Ohio State. Pitch. Time wide for a ball, 1-0 the count.
We'll get a first-hand look at that coming up here this season in the fall.
In the fall, yes. Out there.
Yes.
I think it's a scarlet out. And I'm sitting there like, wow, that's really clever. All right, 2-0 the count. Big marketing meeting came up with that. The pitch up high, 3-0.
Doesn't quite have the ring of a
white out. Yeah. There's only one of those.
Yes.
Everybody else like, hey, we'll try and do it. People have asked me about that. 3-0. And he walked him on four pitches. So Burkle's aboard. When Penn State went to Purdue last year, opening game, blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Said, what do you think of that? I said, I've seen blackouts, orange outs. I've seen scarlet outs, maize outs.
Yep.
I said, I've seen every kind of out in the world. I said, guess what? I said, I love the unity part, but no offense, it doesn't do much. Bunts first base side.
Yeah.
Said, you don't walk out and go, oh, my goodness, they're all wearing scarlet. Let's go back to the locker room. 0-1 the count. Wiley's the McDonald strikeout guy. He walked on four pitches, stole a base, and scored in the second. Let's go back to the locker room. I can't handle this.
I don't know. Maybe that's what the Hawkeyes will do when they come in this fall.
It's up high for a ball. 1-1 the count.
On the other hand.
The whiteout crowd in primetime is a little different.
A little bit.
So guys wearing a Jose Altuve jersey down here.
Uh-huh.
Over by the Caparella furniture.
Oh, yeah.
1-1 the count. And the pitch. And it's on the outside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count. Walked up. I said, let me check the jersey. Any microphones? Anything? He goes, oh. I said, he played against the Spikes. That's on the ground. The third. Blackford charges. Throws to first in time. Moving to second is Burkle. Good play by Braden. One out. Said he played against the Spikes at Tri-City. He and Dallas Keuchel. And very early on.
Yes, indeed. Dallas Keuchel was a New York Penn League All-Star before he was a Major League All-Star.
A lot of guys like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, too, when we went up to
Mookie Betts.
Yeah. Josh Hamilton, of course, played here in 2006.
Hamilton. And the only guy to throw a no-hitter in San Diego Padres history.
Yes, indeed. I was just hearkening back to that 2014 playoffs.
Yep. Here.
I think it was when we went up to Tri-City. It was game two.
It was game two up there.
Yeah, ran into a guy named Joe Musgrove.
Joe Musgrove.
Seven scoreless innings later, yeah. We were playing a third and deciding game.
Yes, which the Spikes won.
Yes.
Check swing, went around, 1-1 the count. Yeah. Went up there. Everybody, oh, this is it. Nah, not tonight. Musgrove guy's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 the count. That's on the ground to first. Picked up by Logan Matthews. Steps in the bag with the right foot. Moving to third on the play is Burkle. Two outs. Again, Spikes are a really good fielding first baseman, which he is.
Mm-hmm.
Makes everybody in the infield better.
Absolutely. Saves, gains a lot of outs. Saves what would be misplays or errors.
Corey King is 1-for-1. Infield hit, scored in the first, walked and scored on the Reeves home run in the second. First pitch to him is a ball, 1-0 the count.
And, of course, it also doesn't hurt to have that great defensive first baseman also wield a pretty good bat.
Yeah. 1-0. It's inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. We'll be seeing him to lead it off. I talked to Logan about that first hit last night. You know, when you were around signing autographs and you know, so forth, I get information of the players, John. 2-0. Up high, 3-0. And I said, first hit, I said, you turned. I said, that. He said, boy, he said, Steve, that felt good. He said, but I knew the way he'd been going, he had to throw a strike on the first pitch. And that's up high ball for it. First and third now with two outs. But see, that's the intellect. You can't just play this game on pure talent. You have to have the ability to think like that. That's why Logan's been a success. He understands the game. He knows what the pitcher's thinking. I've got to throw a first pitch strike here.
Yes.
And he crushed the thing, and he's driven in three runs the last two games.
And that's something that's honed and practiced. It's an instinctive thought. It's a quick thought, a fleeting thought, but it's one that a heady player like Logan will have going to the dish.
Sykes is driven in two tonight. And that's foul first base side and out of play into the parking lot. 0-1 the count. RBI 16 and 17 to lead the league. Did play in the first half. Jenkins delivers. Outside and low, 1-1 the count. First and third with two outs. 8-0 Mahoning Valley, top of the third.
Sykes, by the way, that home run in the second half, that was here, a grand slam in the opening weekend of the second half.
Yep. That's how you get yourself on the road to 17 runs knocked in. It's up high for a ball. 2-1 the count. Great crowd here on this Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Still have fireworks to come, too.
That's right. Also, the jersey off the back auction presentation taking place after the game. By the way, Matt Neary and the crew, pink ribbons painted on the field as well for tonight's activities.
Yep, in front of each dugout, swing and a miss, 2-2. So can a fifth K be put up in Lucky's corner?
Yes.
And tomorrow, Lucky's bobblehead.
That's right, the master and commander of Lucky's K-Zone, honored in bobblehead form to the first 500 fans tomorrow. Gates open up at 3 p.m. for the 4:05 game.
2-2, runner goes and steals second. It was in the dirt anyway, and King, they weren't going to throw down anyway. Ray Torres just kept it 3-2 now on Sykes. So the shadow is well beyond. It's in the outfield. Right now, DeRiggi and Hardner in sunshine. Everybody else in shade. 3-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. As the fan down below who's screaming about the worst enemy is now happy. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health that will put a fifth K up in Lucky Zone there. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health's team of specialized providers care for women during all stages of life. We recently opened the largest maternity ward in the region, and it was voted best of maternity by U.S. News and World Report. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. Bottom of the third, 8-0. Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So we go to the bottom of the third inning. And Logan Matthew. And first pitch swinging foul to the Spikes dugout first base side. Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider, Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Matthew's driven in three over the last two games. Now with 11 runs knocked in with two home runs. It's on the ground, rolls to the second. Burkle to his left, underhand to flipping it to first in time. One up and one down. Well, a pattern follows. Fontebolo will get a single.
Yeah.
And then Torres will end it with double play.
That's like you said, Steve. Spikes have hit into just two double plays the first 18 games of the second half. Yeah. They hit into two in the very first two innings tonight.
To end each inning.
Exactly.
So you feel like, okay, one out here. Let's see what they can get out of there. Okay, nothing. All right, here is Fontebolo. Jesse has now played the last two games. It fouls that strike back. It's 0-1. Fontebolo at 257. No home runs, three knocked in with three doubles. Last played against Williamsport on Wednesday afternoon, where Jesse in that game went 0-for-3 with a walk. On the ground, up the middle, knocked down into center field for a one-out hit. Okay, so can Torres now break this? The second hitter in every inning for the Spikes has a single. Here's Ray Torres. Has not played the last four games, so he did not play at all in the Williamsport Series. Looking for his first hit as a Spike. We talked earlier about the circumstance with him playing in the Nationals organization with their Gulf Coast League team for 2 years. Pitch, checked it, he went. Oh, we called it a ball. Wow. I'll take it.
Yeah.
1-0 the count.
Spikes might need a couple of breaks at this stage of the game.
Yeah, down 8-0. Robertson delivers. Hit high in the air, deep to left, back to the warning track, and tracks it down. Wiley took a crazy route to get to it and somehow made the catch. He went left, he went right, he turned around, and then he caught it on the track.
Well, I don't think that the route efficiency was anywhere near 100% there. He retreated on the ball like the Tasmanian devil, but he's able to make the play. So the result, I suppose, there justifies the means.
Well, at least it wasn't a double play. Two outs. We're saying Torres, you know, what allowed him to go back to college? Well, what allowed him to go back is you can go back to Division II, III, or NAIA.
Yep.
You just can't go to Division I if you play pro ball. The pitch. That's in there for a strike to Harden, who lined out to Sykes at third on the first pitch he saw. And Sykes made a heck of a play going to his left. Shallow and left, deep in center, and normal and right. That's back to Robertson. Trey underhands to first in time, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one stranded at the end of three full, 8-0. Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Opt U.S. Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Well, we work our way to the fourth inning of play, 8-0 Mahoning Valley. Well, Joe, obviously I've done enough damage. It's up to you now to get us through the middle innings and get the spikes back on track.
I've decided to doff the top coat on the pink tuxedo to help aid the cause.
Remember Dick Harder one night in Rec Hall, playing Temple, takes the jacket, flings it into the 15th row. I go, okay, they're serious now.
Now, Jonah Jenkins about to deliver the opening pitch of the fourth inning, but paused as...
Matt Neary was on the field. That's why.
He usually is on the field.
It's his baby.
First pitch to Owen Young, up and in, deflects off the handle of the bat. It's a foul ball, strike one. Jonah Jenkins on for his second inning of work.
Going to go out among the people, Joe.
All right.
It's time to get the full boat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Going down to Salsa.
Okay. 0-1, high and away.
Kind of wish they had loyalty points.
Well, you are the, 920-time customer of the week?
Man, loyalty points, come on.
1-1 pitch, that's fouled off the sweet level back down below.
And they do it at Jersey Mike's.
One ball, two strikes to Owen Young. And the pitch. Breaking ball, dips low. Two balls, two strikes to Young, who has struck out his first two at-bats, both against starter Derek Cherry, went the first two innings. Jenkins with a 2-2, fastball upstairs, ball three. Gorgeous evening for baseball here. Temperatures now down into the 70s. Nice breeze at times, over 10 miles an hour tonight. It's the 3-2, fouled over the roof, out of play, first base side. And just one of those all-around fun evenings, one of those signature nights on the State College Spikes promotional schedule every year. Paint the Park Pink Night, partnership with Mount Nittany Health. As the 3-2 swung on him is strike three, and that's Jenkins' second strikeout of the night. The Spikes 6, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including cancer care, radiation oncology, the Breast Care Center, Cancer Care Partnership, and more. See all our specialties at mountnittany.org. One down in the fourth, and now T.J. Reeves, the batter. Reeves walked in the first inning, then slugged a three-run homer to left. Sharp grounder to short, skips over the mitt of Josh Leslie, but that one smoked at 109 miles an hour. He's taken off for second. He'll make it standing up. So not just the sharp, sharp grounder to the left side, but also thinking two all the way. That'll be a double. And Antonio Fernandez, the catcher, he is 0 for 2. Fernandez has struck out twice, left-handed hitter. One of only two in the Mahoning Valley roster. Fernandez whiffed in the first, whiffed in the second. And the pitch. That is a liner foul off the fence in front of the Spikes dugout. Deflects right to third base umpire Wyatt Lee. He'll flip to third base coach Craig Antush, who is also acting as the pitching coach for the Scrappers this weekend. The regular pitching coach Ray King is on leave. He is hosting a charitable event in St. Louis. So Craig taking over the staff. And Craig, one of the great guys in the MLB Draft League. Definitely teaching this Mahoning Valley staff a thing or two is the 0-1. Breaking ball in tight. One ball, one strike. The pitch. That's skewed off the mask of Torres, but he immediately just reaches back for a new baseball. Ball and two strikes. Wind has died down a bit here. Boy, the clouds rolling in. It is one of the unique skies above us I think I've seen here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. A little bit of shadow and sunshine mixture right on Mount Nittany as the 1-2 breaking ball dips low. Appeal on the check swing, no go, says Wyatt Lee. Two and two to Fernandez. Reeves off second after the one-out double. Jenkins, the righty, delivers. High and away for a ball to fill the count. Fastball from Jonah that time. 8-0 Mahoning Valley, top of the fourth. Scrappers out hitting the spikes, 8-3 so far. A payoff pitch. Foul back to the screen. Count remains full. By the way, the guys in your kid zone in full swing tonight. Tomorrow, the 405 game against the Scrappers with gates opening at 3. That kid zone is absolutely free all the way throughout the game. The bounce house, the inflatables, the wiffle ball park, all free all game long. That's tomorrow as part of the fun of the 405 game, a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. First 250 kids eat free as well. Another 3-2 to Fernandez. Breaking ball dips out of the zone low. Ball four. That's the third walk issued by Jonah Jenkins. Now runners at first and second with one out for Christian Johnson. Jenkins pressed into service tonight. All hands on deck for the Spikes here this weekend. The off day on the schedule Monday will certainly help out. Then the Trenton Thunder coming in here to Medler Field at Lebrano Park to start August. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, all 6:35 games. And the pitch to Christian Johnson swung on, foul tipped into the mitt. High fastball from Jenkins. Johnson delivered a two-run single in the first inning, grounded out to short in the second. Spikes in the pink jerseys tonight. Up for bids right now on the Live Source app. The 0-1 fastball swung on and missed. Went upstairs again, and it's 0-2. Not only did Steve Jones go for the full boat, I think he set a speed record for getting back upstairs after grabbing those nachos as the pitch fouled away. Still 0-2.
When they're calling you by name.
They heard you were coming.
Yes.
Didn't even need to call ahead.
They said it's been nonstop down there.
Oh, my. 0-2. Up and in for a ball. 90 on the fastball. There is right-handed action here. Jenkins going to go two innings, hopefully, and then give way to the bullpen. Or the rest of the bullpen. Jenkins coming out of the pen himself tonight. So they 1-2. Breaking ball. My goodness. It looked like it sliced down the middle, but didn't hit the zone in Bill Worthington's eyes. 2-2 the count.
Mm-hmm.
We're up here. He's down there.
Yep.
2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got the K anyway on the fastball riding outside. Third strikeout for Jonah Jenkins tonight. The seventh for Spikes pitching brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Don't let cancer keep you out of the game. Mount Nittany Health provides nationally recognized care close to home. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Two gone in the top of the fourth. Still runners on first and second. Here's Brad Burkle. He's the other left-handed hitter on the Mahoning Valley roster. The second baseman 0-for-1 with a walk. Pitch homeward, bounced foul, first base side, and taken in by the first base coach, Bryant Nelson. 0-1 the count. Manager Dimitri Young on the top step of the Mahoning Valley dugout, third base side. Former big leaguer himself. 0-1 to Burkle. Jenkins sets, delivers, breaking ball swung on and missed. Great slider that just dove down low. Oh, and two the count. And the next offering. Breaking ball drops out of the zone. Burkle lays off. A ball and two strikes. Another example of all hands on deck. Xander Lovin is the right-hander warming up for the Spikes. 1-2 to Burkle, fouled off the facade of the production booth and back to the crowd.
Well, this is where a manager, the wheels have to turn all the time when you get into a situation like this. I mean, it's one thing to have a guy go seven and you got a setup guy and a closer.
1-2 fouled, third base side, out of play.
No offense. A lot of people could manage that.
Yeah.
It's situations like tonight, like, oh boy. How do I get through this?
Yep. Dave Tremblay and Jerome Williams, they've worked together as coach and player. Now both on the staff here at the Spikes as a grounder on to first, taken by Matthew Underhands to Jenkins coming to first. The grab, the step on the bag, and the inning is over. Mahoning Valley, no runs on a hit. The double by Reeves goes for naught. Two runners left on base, 3.5 gone. Still 8-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Get ready to paint the park pink with the State College Spikes and Mount Nittany Health tonight. Join the fight against breast cancer and literally paint the park pink. Game time is 6:35 p.m. against Mahoning Valley. Bid in the Spikes pink jersey out the back auction on the LiveSource app to benefit the Mount Nittany Health Foundation. Enjoy the pink socks giveaway and be thrilled by the post-game fireworks show and its scout night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Josh Leslie, Luis Avilas, Brennan Durigi up for the Spikes in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still a long road to hoe, but still 18 outs to work with. Ain't nothing to score. Trey Robertson, the former Spike, back on the hill, and here's a smoker back through the box. Josh Leslie with a liner off the bat at 95, and Trey Robertson has been under duress with those singles back up the middle tonight. Fourth hit of the game for the Spikes, the second for Leslie, extending his league lead in the second half.
So if you're Ned Yost in 2015, you bring in Herrera, then you bring in Madsen, then you close with Wade Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Right? No offense, it doesn't take a lot of thought. Right? Tonight, you need a ton of thought.
Yep, and it's sort of patching it together here.
And it's not like Ned Yost didn't have a lot of things he had to do all for 8 months. He did. But I'm saying, it's nice like this. You sit there and go, okay, how creative can I be here?
First pitch to Luis Avilas, a breaking ball for a strike over the outer portion of the plate. Avilas serving as the DH tonight, grounded into a double play his first time up. Pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball from Robertson. These two were teammates briefly last year. As Trey Robertson scheduled to come back for the second half of the season, injuries kind of curtailed his time here in Happy Valley in 2022, but he bounced back. Pitched for Kansas State this spring. Now I'm a Mahoning Valley scrapper in the 0-2 to Avilas. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And that is Robertson's second strikeout of the night. Leslie remains at first, one gone, bottom of the fourth, and Brennan Durigi the batter.
Let's be honest, Trey's been good tonight.
Oh, he has.
I mean, he's throwing a shutout. I mean, the heck with the eight nothing, the eight runs. Right? He's only given up four hits through almost four innings.
By the way, he's only thrown 31 pitches so far tonight as well. He's been efficient. Time called by Durigi before the first offering of the at-bat. Durigi came out of the box swinging in his debut Wednesday afternoon with the Spikes. Four hits, 4-for-5 with a home run. A breaking ball low. 1-0 the count. I did do some digging. Carlos Contreras, of course, had a four-hit game in his debut with the Spikes in the opener of the second half this year. The last Spike to do that before the two players this year was Tommy Edman in 2016. Started his Spikes career with four hits.
Whatever became of him?
1-0 to Durigi. Fastball low again. 2-0. Braden Blackford waiting on deck. Pair of left-handed hitters against the left-handed starter, Robertson. 2-0. Fastball called strike on the outer edge. 2-1, and it's been a quick return to Robertson. Trey has been ready fairly quickly on the mound. Leslie leads off first. And Robertson delivers homeward. Bouncer off the plate, on to short, taken by Marine. Flips to second for one, on to first. And for the third time in the game, after just two double plays grounded into over the first 18 games of the second half, the Spikes bounce into two outs to end the inning. 6-4-3 it goes. One hit, nobody left. Four innings complete. Mahoning Valley maintaining an 8-0 lead on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Into the fifth inning, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Justin Wiley, Berlin Marine, Corey King, the 9-1-2 batters due up against Xander Lovin, who we saw last night throw two scoreless innings in the eighth and ninth. He came on with it, a 6-6 tie, kept it that way. Spikes ended up the winner in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker. Lovin making his ninth appearance of the year, 1-0 record, an 8.82 ERA, skewed by one appearance to West Virginia where he sort of took the brunt of it for the benefit of the whole staff, and he is coming through for his comrades here today as well.
He's had three straight scoreless appearances, Joe.
0-1 to Wiley, swung on and missed, and Wiley is the McDonald strikeout guy. Lovin with 14 strikeouts to 7 walks and a hit batsman over his 16 and a third innings on the mound. Looking for number 15 here. And the 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Torres. By the way, Xander Lovin was the guy on Wednesday afternoon here that also K'd the McDonald strikeout guy to delight the crowd. The pitch. Low and away, gets past Torres. Simply ball two, however. Ramada out of town scoreboard. The MLB Draft League action tonight. But first, the 2-2 to Wiley. Line toward right field. Drops in front of Fontaboa. So Wiley with the leadoff single. That is the ninth hit of the game for the Scrappers. To the dismay of the crowd, they were hoping for those free Big Macs. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, Williamsport and Trenton tied at one, top of the fourth at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Meanwhile, Frederick leading West Virginia down in the Mountain State, 4-1, top of the third there. Of course, the Black Bears came in first place in the second half standings. Trenton in second, Spikes in third coming into tonight's action. First pitch high for a ball to Braylon Marine, who is 2-for-3, a single, a double, Two runs scored, one run batted in. And a bluff off first. Now Levin will throw back to first and tag applied. He's out. Wiley broke for second, and I don't know if he just didn't realize that he'd be that out in the open like that. But once Levin noticed Wiley, it was a quick throw and an easy tag. 1-0 to Marine. I believe that'll be a straight pickoff, but Marine sends the 1-0 pitch toward right. It's straight at Jesse Fontebola, however, who makes the catch. Two away now. That's another pickoff for the Spikes pitching staff. Jerome Williams has done a lot of work with his pitching staff on pickoff plays at first and at second base. Here's Corey King now. The Mahoning Valley first baseman has reached base three times. A single in the first, a walk in the second, a walk in the third. And again, a unique lighting pattern here as the bouncer on to third, taken in by Blackford, throw across the diamond in time. And just like that, Xander Levin faces the minimum in the fifth inning. One hit, but nobody left. We're halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Shadows and sunshine mixing beautifully on Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. 8-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Braden Blackford, Zach Vulicic, Logan Matthew. The 5-6-7 batters due up against Trey Robertson, former Spike, who has thrown 35 pitches in his first four innings and is 36th offering, a breaking ball for a called strike on the inner half. Blackford delivering one of the Spikes' four hits in the game. Atypical for the State College club. They've grounded into three double plays tonight. 0-1 pitch, down and in for a ball. 1-1 the count. More scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Major League action, the Buccos leading the Phillies 1-0. Top of the fourth inning, but Philadelphia right now has the bases loaded and one out. That's out in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the Royals lead the Twins 4-0. Bottom of the third. White Sox up 1-0 on the Guardians. Bottom of the fourth. Giants lead the Red Sox 1-0. Bottom three in San Fran. 1-1 to Blackford. Breaking ball. Called strike on the outer edge. 1-2 to the lefty. Astros up 2-0 on the Rays. Going to the bottom of the third in Houston. The Orioles lead the Yankees 2-1. Top of the third. And the 1-2. Down and away for a ball, 2-2 the count. Braves leading the Brewers 6-0. Those six runs in the opening frame. Spikes did that last night. Now moving into the third inning in Atlanta, or Cobb County more precisely. 2-2 to Blackford. Bouncer to the right side, backing up, taking it off the body is King. He races to the bag and gets there just ahead of Blackford. One away. Earlier today in the big leagues, the Blue Jays tapped the Angels 6-1. Tigers over the Marlins 5-0. Later on tonight, it'll be the Mariners and Diamondbacks, the Rangers and Padres, Reds and Dodgers, Cubs and Cardinals in a rain delay in St. Louis. Same for the Nationals and Mets out in Queens. Zach Vuletich in the right-handed box. He grounded into a double play in the second, and the pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Well, the clouds starting to become a little more foreboding above us here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Looks like there might be some rain coming down top of Mount Nittany right now. The 0-1 taken low.
Yeah, no one to worry about it. Grass could use it.
1-1. Bouncer back through the box again. Hops over the mid of Robertson. Take him out of the shortstop. Marine, a throw to first in time. That was a great play.
Heck of a play.
Trey Robertson went full extension upstairs, but it was just over his mitt. However, Marine on the run, able to snag it and make the on-target throw. 8-0 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the fifth, two outs, and here's Logan Matthew. The State College first baseman is 0-1, grounded out to second in the third inning.
14 outs recorded, two in the air, a line drive and a fly ball. Two strikeouts, everything else on the ground.
Broken back, grounder to the left side, knocked down by Sykes, the third baseman, and his throw to first. Well wide, skips off the tarp, but Matthew will stay at first. And that may well be the first error of the evening.
Right. Yep. E5.
So the two-out error puts Matthew on for Jesse Fontebowa, who delivered a line drive single in the third.
Well, this inning won't end on a double play.
That much we know. Three of the first four for the Spikes. And that, I mean, that's a rarity in any case, much less the Spikes only bouncing into two double plays in the second half entry.
In 18 games.
Exactly.
You bounced into two in 18 games, three tonight. That tells you, here's what it does tell you. You're getting guys on base. Not like you're not getting guys on base.
Absolutely. It's just the pitcher's best friend, the double play. It's certainly been a friend to Trey Robertson tonight as the 0-1 line to right field. Reeves ranging toward the line, makes the catch as he heads to the line country key. A corner, the inning is over. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. It is an official game here at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. Mahoning Valley leading State College 8-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Into the top of the sixth inning, and some precipitation starting to fall here. Folks have started to make their way up the aisles to the expansive concourse here at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. Situations exactly like this are why this concourse was built so wide.
Yep.
To accommodate so many people, so that when this shower passes through, which we expect it will, this folks can immediately head back to the seats. But for right now, with the rain falling, Xander Lovin is on for a second inning of work. Mason Sykes, Owen Young, and T.J. Reeves, 3-4-5 batters, due up for the Scrappers. And the first pitch to Sykes, swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Peyton Hardin reaches out in the gap and reels it in. He makes up a lot of ground in a short amount of time. And another showcase there, and that's the thing. There, even though this rain is not enough to stop play, it does introduce another variable when tracking the baseball.
No doubt. He's a good center fielder. Yeah, this is the kind of outfield. It's expansive. Great doubles, triples park. Going to cover a lot of ground.
Owen Young swings the first pitch, lofts it to shallow right. Second baseman Vuletic gives way to the right fielder Fontebola, making the catch quickly. Two away here in the sixth. Scrappers becoming a free swinging ball club, but of course, with an 8-0 lead, you can afford to take some chances. T.J. Reeves has swung a big bat tonight. He walked in the first inning, but then slugged a 3-run homer to the left field, over the left field wall, just below the scoreboard in the second. He doubled in the fourth. Sharp grounder was 109 off the bat up the middle, and he takes a breaking ball for a called strike in the outer half. 0-1 the count. Pitch. Breaking ball low and away. Evens it up.
Fans are saying, have you ever seen rain?
Sal, the Spike Super fans, I think, have made a trip or two over to Beaver Stadium.
Yes, they have.
Experienced this sort of precipitation in the midst of a game. A 1-1 breaking ball is a strike on the outer edge. 1-2 the count. Lovin delivers. Fastball just off the plate. Good 1-2 delivery. Tantalizing to the hitter. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Great to have the super fans here on a great night. Paint the Park pink night. Wind picking up as the 2-2 grounded on to short. Taken by Leslie. Throw on the run to first and a nice play. Josh Leslie has made a couple of those plays tonight. On the run, charging in. And he and Matthew have formed a great combination on those. As Xander Lovin retires the Scrappers in order in the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom half. 8-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Have some fun with the State College Spikes on Sunday. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at 4:05 p.m. and it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Plus, the first 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead presented by Lion Country Kia. And it's a salute to field hockey with a pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti, featuring a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. And Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition is after the game, presented by Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Let it slip, pick up the
check. Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. I can tell you this, Spikes super fans have been through a few of these. John Foreman's been through a few of these as well. And he heard the super fans, and now the rain has picked up here at the ballpark is...
Well, it's strange. Some people are going back down. Others are heading out, to the concourse.
Ray Torres takes a ball outside, 90 miles an hour.
They've decided to now go to the front row.
And the next offering, a fastball outside, 2-0 to Torres. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Spikes here in the sixth. Trey Robertson still on the mound for Mahoning Valley.
He's only thrown 48 pitches.
2-0, and that's fouled first base side. If he can keep up this pace, he'll go the distance in the game.
Yeah, really.
Left-handed action in the State College Spikes bullpen as well. Looks like, I think that's Jacob Bruning.
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. The tarp is on in the Mahoning Valley bullpen.
2-1 count. The pitch. Grounder left side. Backhanded by the sliding Marine. Throw on to first. Good play. Going into the hole and making sure he had sure footing. One gone. And now Peyton Harden, the batter. But before that, now, Bill Worthington, the plate umpire, signaling now to Ian Pittenger. A potential tarp crew is forming there on the first base side. I see Matt Neary consulting the radar. Peyton Harden in the left-handed box. He is 0-for-2 in this game. Robertson delivers. Harden shows bunt, but the pitch slips past him for a strike.
Well, a rain delay would keep Trey from throwing a complete
game. It would. Yeah, he would not.
He would not come back after a delay.
Would not risk it there.
Nope. And he's been tremendous tonight.
0-1. And Harden lifts this one to left field. Wiley going back on it, has it sized up, makes the catch. Two down. Josh Leslie is 2-for-2. And by the way, word to the wise, the jersey off the back auction completing at the end of the sixth inning. It's a one more out away from the end of the jersey off the back auction. So make sure you get your bids in on the Live Source app right now to be one of those auction winners. Josh Leslie in the right-handed box. He is 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Trey Robertson delivers back through the box, deflected off the mitt, charging Marine barehanded, throw to first, not in time. It'll be an infield single for Josh Leslie. It's a ricocheted off the mound, the mitt of Robertson, and Marine did a nice job just to get that anywhere close to being an out. But Leslie does beat it for the single.
It's 3-for-3.
Now Luis Seviles, 0-for-2 in the game, stepping in. And it appears the rain has backed off a little bit. There are some umbrellas that have popped up in the crowd. And yes, umbrellas are permitted at Medler Field of the Bronto Park as long as they don't interfere with others' enjoyment of the game. A breaking ball in tight. 1-0 the count. Leslie leading off first. And the 1-0. And this is slugged toward left field. Wiley going back. He's turned around. The ball bounces off the track and skips over the left field wall for a ground rule double.
There's your luck right there.
Yep.
Because that would have been a run.
If it hits the wall and bounces back,
Leslie could have got a cartwheel to get home.
Avilas might have been able to get a triple out of that if that occurs. Instead, it's two bases on the hop over the fence. But second and third, two outs for Brennan DeRigge, the State College left fielder, 0-for-2. So if you haven't yet made those final bids on the Live Source app, Spikes have given you somewhat of a stay here. DeRigge in the left-handed box. Robertson, the left-hander, out of the stretch, delivers. Swung on and fouled toward the Geisinger kid zone.
Thank you to everyone that's made a bid. And the reason being is, say you don't end up being a winner, you knock the price up higher to help the cause.
Yes, indeed. Owen won the count. Remember, we set a record last year.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing what this year will bring. The 0-1 fastball, strike of the knees, 0-2. By the way, I've got a little story. If we don't get to it here, we'll get to it in the seventh inning, but it just shows what a phenomenal human Jerome Williams is. The 0-2 bouncer up the middle. Second baseman Burkle takes it on the hop. Throw to first is in time. The inning is over. Two hits for the Spikes. Two runners left on base. Tough luck on the ground rule double. The Spikes grounds crew is out. There's no sign of the tarp yet. They will do some work on the field. As with six innings complete, it's an 8-0 lead for Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, and fans of Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. The left-hander Jacob Bruning on for a second consecutive evening here at the ballpark. Some rain falling, but play continuing on as Matt Neary and the crew do a great job working on it in the half inning. And other changes in the field for the Spikes as well. We'll get to those in a moment, but taking you the rest of the way, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Joe, let's get to the Jerome Williams story because it's a great one.
Absolutely. And you know, we talked with Jerome prior to the game, Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. It was a double edition today. I had a great talk with Angelique Sagan as well, one of the oncology patient navigators. And first pitch was up high, but Jerome out for first pitch. And as part of this whole event, also one of the breast cancer survivors was able to join us here at the ballpark. And it was Tammy Miller, who is just a great person in the community, breast cancer survivor since 2001. Her grandson, as the pitch inside, Andrew Vandevander ended up throwing the first pitch. But as we know, Jerome used a pink glove throughout his major league career in honor of his late mother to raise awareness for breast cancer research, for breast cancer support. And so he did that, and he went out to the mound and threw one of the first pitches tonight with the pink glove. But the kind of guy Jerome is, he gave that mitt to Andrew Vandevander afterwards, just honoring another breast cancer survivor, somebody else who's been touched by this disease. But that's just the kind of guy Jerome is. One of his pink mitts, a trademark of his, and he gives it to a youngster whose grandmother has fought and has battled successfully breast cancer now for over 20 years.
Antonio Fernandez, four-pitch walk, and now Johnson at the plate, and swings and misses. It's 1-1. Johnson, 1-for-3, knocked in two with a single in the first, grounded to short in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. That's a great story. Yeah. That's a bonding moment.
That's the kind of guy Jerome is. And you know, he was emotional. But that's what it's all about, the personal connection here on a night like tonight.
Foul straight back. So Jesse Fontebeau is now playing third base. Ryan Gardino is in right field. Ryan's going to bat in the Blackford spot, which means he'll lead off the next inning. It's 8-0, so he's going to look at a couple of guys that have been playing every inning of every day and say, look, take a break.
Yep.
It's on the ground, foul. First base side, skips to the tarp, then past the tarp. It keeps on rolling down to the bullpen.
And right now, just a drizzle at the ballpark. Still fireworks on tap for postgame as well.
Oh, yeah. Nah, it won't be stopped.
Nope. Now those the jerseys might be a little harder to sign for players handing them over after the game. But
foul straight back over our heads and out of play. Still 2-2. It's 8-0 Mahoning Valley. 3 in the first, 5 in the second. T.J. Reeves had a 3-run homer in that second inning. Since then, all zeros across the board for everybody. Spike's bullpen. Jenkins, Lovin, and now Bruning haven't given up a run. They've kept them in it. I mean, they've kept them at bay. I said the bullpen's job is to keep it 8-0. They have. Ball gets away on strike three. Yeah, I think he had to foul it off.
Yeah, he fouled that one off. And Bill Worthington made the call right away. Made foul ball.
Ray Torres was like, okay, well, I don't care if he's running. I'm not going to throw.
He was ready to throw down. He would have been able to throw him out of first. Took a great bounce back off the bricks.
The ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up here. 2-2. Hit high in the air, foul, and out of play. Here comes pitch number 10. Ball's down below to the concourse where...
Oh, a couple of youngsters fumbled it, and then a young lady swooped in and had the sure hands.
Joe, it's the survival of the fittest down there. I'm telling you right now.
Super fans now breaking into Sweet Caroline here.
On the ground, right field, base hit. Fernandez will go to second and stop there. First and second. With nobody out. You know, on this particular night, Joe, maybe it's me. Feel like I've said that a lot tonight.
I didn't want to say anything, Steve, but...
maybe it's me.
But by the way, what an outing for Xander Lovin. Two scoreless innings last night. Bounces right back.
But that's four outings in a row with no runs.
And he needed just 15 pitches to get through his two innings.
Yeah. It's fouled at the plate by Burkle. 0-for-2 with a walk. Grounded to second. Grounded out to Matthew at first with Jenkins covering in the fourth. 8-0. They've added the spikes 10-6 tonight. Well, rain, it's hardly raining at all now.
Yep.
In fact, people are moving back to their seats.
Yep.
0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2.
I think we would term that, Steve, a passing shower.
It was a passing shower. And our great ushers here are doing what they can to dry off seats and help out. Because people are moving back to their spots.
Yep.
0-2, first and second, nobody out. Fouled third base side. A good stop there by Wiley in the on-deck circle. And throws it back to the Spikes dugout.
Now you can tell Wiley's played in tonight's game.
Yeah, completely a mess.
Is he wearing the road grays or the road brown jerseys?
Yeah. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strikeout for Jacob Bruning in the game. Brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Don't let cancer keep you out of the game. Mount Nittany Health provides nationally recognized care close to home. Learn more at MountNittany.org. All right. You got to give these people something tonight. You have to. Strike Wiley out. Give him something. He's the McDonald's strikeout guy. First pitch, a strike. It's 0-1. There we go. Matthew at first. Vuletic at second. Leslie at short. And Fontaboa now at third. Derigian left. Harden at center. There's a strike. It's 0-2 with Gardino in right and Torres behind the plate. 0-2 the count. Come on, Jacob. Give this crowd something. It's been an awesome crowd here tonight. It doesn't matter the score. They've been into everything in this game tonight.
Absolutely.
Set. And the 0-2. Foul, third base side off the screen in front of the Mahoning Valley dugout, still 0-2. Rooting for same fastball, the slider, the change, and a sinker. That was the change. 0-2. On its way. Line to left center field, a base hit. It's going to be 9-0. Coming around third and coming to the plate is Fernandez and slides into second with a double. Wiley with his second hit of the game. And makes it 9-0. Ending up at third was Johnson. And here is Braylon Marine. 2-for-4. Single in the first, scored. Doubled, knocked in a run, then scored in the second. Bounced out the first, flew to right. I think we know what the issue is, Joe. Fans have identified it. What do all 9 runs have in common? Which person? Swing and a miss. Look, I've had my good moments.
You have.
This isn't one of them.
More than a few. This
more than most.
There will be other days.
Other days, starting tomorrow at 4:05.
Yep.
And Bruning's hurt. Bruning's hurt. Yeah, Bruning, it's the, I don't know if it's the forearm, the elbow, but he's hurt.
He felt it right away, and Ashley McEwen, athletic trainer, is out. There is more left-handed action. Justin Miller is warming right now, and he is ramping up those warm-ups quickly, although in an injury situation.
You'll get unlimited.
And
Dave's going to come out, too.
Yep.
Jacob did throw last night. This crowd's been great. There's a rain. They go underneath the concourse. Yeah, it slows down. They go back to their seats. Nobody leaves.
Well, this is a crowd that came to have fun. And you know, and even talking to Angelique Seigan, the oncology patient navigator at Mount Nittany Health that we spoke with at the outset of the game, you know, she said she saw her patients here, but it was a totally different situation than when she usually sees her patients. Usually they come in to the office, they're working together, but it's, you know, a medical office. Here at the ballpark, they're here to have fun.
It's festive.
Seen smiles on their faces.
It's festive.
As, Jacob Bruning is headed off, and now Spike's infield's coming off as well. And outfielders are coming in, and Justin Miller, right now, it's just he and Ray Torres out there. So I'm not sure if this is a huddle here. Right now, Dave's talking with Jesus Izquierdo and Tim Battle.
Right now, it's 9-0. Mahoning Valley, and Dave is walking to the end of the. He's still on his end of the dugout.
Yep.
He's working his way down to the other end. So Miller, it looks like we're at the 2 o'clock practice. There's nobody out there except Ray Torres and Justin Miller. At some point, our heroes will return. I mean, the rain has stopped. It was, as Joe mentioned, a passing shower. It's 9-0, though. Bullpen had done its job. Hopefully, Bruning's all right. I mean, it's not what you wanted to see, but it's the kind of situation where you're wondering now, tomorrow or Monday, whether somebody else signs. Because when a guy has to leave like that in the middle, that's not good. Miller gets unlimited tosses, because it's an injury situation. He will then tell home plate umpire Bill Worthington when he is ready, not the other way around. Miller got a hold against Williamsport on Thursday night. Going two innings, one hit, no runs, struck out three, didn't walk a batter. 1-0 with a 4.02 ERA. That was his fourth hold of the year. He has struck out 16. He's walked nine. This will be his ninth appearance. 15 2/3, seven runs all earned on 15 hits. Not only the 16 strikeouts, the nine walks, but he's also hit three guys, and two of them were in the game on Thursday. So Miller is not ready yet, and the Spikes aren't going to return to the field until he says he is. So Jenkins went two innings, one hit, no runs. Lovin, two innings, one hit, no runs. So far, Bruning, one-third of an inning, two hits, and one run. After Derek Cherry had one of the... Look, everybody has him. It's just one of the few nights where Derek, tonight, for the first time in 5 weeks, didn't have it. It just happens. It's the first time in 5 weeks. And it might be longer. First time in 6 weeks. Because, I mean, it really was mid-June, right?
Yeah.
Spikes are coming back onto the field because Miller says he's ready. This is one thing where they're not changing jerseys because these are specialized jerseys.
Yeah.
So they're not putting on dry ones.
No, I think they just took advantage of the fact that Miller gets unlimited warm-ups to basically come in and treat it as an inning break.
Yeah.
Even though the inning hasn't yet finished.
Second and third, one out, one run in here in the top of the seventh inning.
By the way, emergency take me out to the ball game duty for somebody near you. So.
Really, you have to sing, huh?
I think they wanted the pink tuxedo.
Now wait, is the Pence Valley Chorus still there?
They're doing God Bless America, and then, because again, like yourself, I don't want to drag down the overall level.
Oh.
I take me out to the ball game.
Wonderful. All right, 0-1 the count, so that's the count he inherits on Marine. Hopefully Jacob's all right. Bruning's done a good job for this club. The set. And Miller, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. And Robertson's going to get the seventh inning. There, that tarp is still on the bullpen in Mahoning Valley's pen. 0-2. That's down low. Ray Torrey's good job that time to scoop that. 1-2 the count. Not much of a breeze now. Overcast skies, but not raining. 1-2 the count with one out. Miller stares in and gets what he wants, and the lefty goes set. Miller delivers. Outside 2-2. Miller in his career, 10.7 strikeouts per nine innings. He's out of Roanoke, Indiana. He's pitching at Purdue Fort Wayne. 2-2. Call strike three, got him. Great pitch. Marine retired. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. With My Mountain Indy Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountainIndyHealth.com. King is 1-for-2. Infield hit, scored in the first, walked and scored in the second, walked, stole a base in the third, bounced to third in the fifth. And the pitch. It's fouled straight back. Oh, and won the count. Yeah, we had a pretty good breeze early in the game. Not so much now. Less than 5 miles an hour, a gentle zephyr blowing to right. The pitch. That just missed on the inside part of the plate there. I mean, that was close. Good curveball that time. It's close. 1-1 the count. With two outs, Miller delivers. That's fouled to our right now to play over the Geisinger Champions Club. 1-2 the count, 87 with that fastball. One ball and two strikes. Miller now faces King with a 1-2. At the belt. And delivers. High and tight at the letters to the right-handed hitter. Level at 2-2. A curveball that time. Joe has thrown the pink jacket back on, by the way, to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Going with the full outfit to get it done. Call strike three. Got him and the inning is over. Great job by Justin Miller just to come in and get the job done. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Currently going through treatment or know a cancer survivor that is looking into practicing healthy habits with a new fitness routine? Don't know where to start? Join us for a free educational program, Return to Exercise, Post-Cancer Treatment on Thursday, August 11th at 6 p.m. Pre-registration is encouraged. Learn more at mountainitney.org. So we hit the seventh inning stretch. The Penns Valley Men's Chorus is here about to sing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Incredible job, gentlemen. Thank you so very much. All right, fans, it's still time to stand up. It is seventh inning stretch, and what a sight to behold. Look here, up here in the press box, blazing pink, Mr. Joe Putnam to lead us and take me out to the ball game.
That's right, everybody. Before we get to that, let's hear it for Mountain Indy Health, all the great work they've done, and let's hear it for our auction winners. Hopefully, if you're out there, you got those messages. Now, are you ready to sing? Here we go! I want everybody on the concourse to belt it out extra loud, all right? Here we go! Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Now you! Or it's root, root, root for the Spikes. If they
have some fun with the State College Spikes on Sunday. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at 4:05 p.m. and it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Plus, the first 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead presented by Lion Country Kia. And it's a salute to field hockey with a pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti featuring a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. And Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition is after the game presented by Mountain Indy Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Ryan Gardino leads off by flying out to center field to Johnson. One gone, and here is Vuletic at the plate. And it's 0-1 on Vuletic. Quickly, Fernandez out to talk to Trey Robertson into his seventh inning of work, and they have not taken the tarp off in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Big reason why: Robertson's only thrown 61 pitches, 46 have been strikes. Trey's been outstanding tonight. Vuletic is 0-for-2. He is grounded to a double play, fouls that out of play first base side. Grounded to a double play, and he's also a fine play by Marine in the hole to throw him out. Great play back in the fifth. Put a star next to that one. 0-2 on Zach. Robertson delivers. That's high and tight for a ball. 1-2 the count. Trey had some good outings with the spikes, but this might be the best one he's had on this particular mound. Right now working on a six-hit shutout. Outside for a ball, 2-2 the count. And there has been no inclination to go to the bullpen. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 9-0 Mahoning Valley. With one out, nobody on. A couple of showers have come back. Way outside, full 3-2. Robertson not happy. Stalks back to the top of the hill. Again, light rain now starting to come down. We've already had one passing shower. And the 3-2. Up high, ball four. Vuletic aboard. So Vuletic aboard. That is his fourth walk as a spike. And here is Logan Matthew. Matthew 0-for-2. Grounded to second in the third. Reached on an error by Sykes at third in the fifth. So Matthew into the left-handed box. A little bit of a breeze kicking up, blowing to right. And in. Takes a strike from Robertson. Starts him out with a curveball. It's 0-1. Middle infield, a double play depth. The Scrappers have turned three tonight. In the opening 18 games of the second half, the spikes have grounded into two total. 0-1. He fouled that one. Oh, off his right instep. He's got that guard. But he still caught the shoe. Bill Worthington walks out with the baseball to Trey Robertson just to buy Logan Matthew a few moments. Now Worthington will walk back and Robertson will touch the rosin, and now he'll take care of the left spike, which is his push-off foot. 9 runs, 11 hits, an error for Mahoning Valley. 0-6-0 for the Spikes. Vuletic on first with one out. 0-2 to Matthew. The pitch to Logan. It's fouled to our left. Geisinger Champions Club. Printers.com cheese shop boxing out of play. Still 0-2. Tomorrow, 4:05, the first 500 get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead. Catch on the field before the game as well, all at 4:05. Off day Monday, then here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. That is lined to right field. That's a base hit. First and second now with one out. Seventh hit of the night for the Spikes. First one for Logan Matthew. Turned on that one. Here's Jesse Fontebeau, who's now playing third base in this game. Started out the game in right field. And now, for the first time tonight, the tarp is being moved in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Roberts has been jamming that left spike into the depressor in the back of the mound. Fontaboa is 1-for-2 with a single to center, a fly to right. Pitch. It's fouled to our right over the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club, out of play to Porter Gardens. It's 0-1. Went slider that time. Ray Torres on deck. First and second with one out. Set by Robertson, Trey to the plate. There's a strike, it's 0-2. Drop that changeup in that time. 0-2 the count. 9-0 Mahoning Valley. 3 in the first, 5 in the second, 1 in the seventh. 3-run homer by TJ Reeves, the big blow in the second inning. Whatever rain we have here is very, very light right now. Very light. A lot of fans haven't even gone to the concourse. Way outside. 1-2 to Fontaboa. Vuletich on second. Matthew on first with one out. Set by Robertson. Trey to the plate. Up high, it's 2-2. Right-handed action has started in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. But if you're asked manager Dimitri Young that Robertson would get you into the seventh inning like this with a 7-hit shutout, he'd have taken that in a heartbeat. 2-2. Hit high in the air, left field, pretty well hit, back to the edge of the track, and put away by Wiley at the edge of the track. Tagging and going to third is Vuletich, two outs. Ray Torres is 0-for-2, flew to left in the third, and bounced out to short in the sixth. Robertson so far 6 2/3, 7 hits, no runs. He has struck out 2, he has walked 1. He has thrown 75 pitches, 54 have been strikes. Trey goes set and delivers. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count, fastball at 89. Talked about Trey. 2 years with the Spikes, he had some really good outings here for State College, but this might be the best one we've seen. 0-1. That pitch down low gets away from Fernandez. No advance as he quickly jumped on it. 1-1. Rain has stopped again. Hardly any of the fans moved back to the concourse after this one. But the rain has stopped. 1-1 the count. Set by Robertson with two outs. On its way. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. And now he's starting to flirt with 80 pitches total. That might be enough for him to get out of the game. He has been terrific tonight. You know, you're going to look at the 9. That's big for Mahoning Valley. But Robertson has been outstanding. So far, they've only needed 1. Trey stares in, and the lefty goes set. Looks over at Matthew at first and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Strikes out Torres for his 3rd strikeout of the ballgame. And if that is his final hit of the night, he finishes with a flourish. No runs, a hit, 2 left. At the end of 7 full, it is 9-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Nothing like being in the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field at Lebrano Park and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Justin Miller back out for the eighth inning. It's a little Freddie Mercury moment for everybody. Is that a prairie dog? Yeah. A prairie dog? Really? All right. Does that come with the singing package? Is that the has to be incorporated? All right, here we go. 3-4-5 in the order. Sykes followed by Young and Reeves. Sykes 2-for-4. RBI single scored in the first. RBI single scored in the second. Struck out swinging in the third. Flew to center in the sixth. McMahon will bat from the right side against the lefty Miller. I think they want Miller to finish this tonight. And the set by Justin and the pitch outside for a ball. Want to know the count. Then we'll find out how Bruning is. He already had all hands on deck to begin with. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. It's on the ground to short. Charged there by Marine. Off balance throw. Got him. Marine's been really good at short tonight. Really good. Leslie, really good at short tonight. Leslie charged that one and just threw him out. And I'm talking like when I mean charge and threw him out, he had a lot on that throw.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the fact that Logan is 6'3 did not hurt his cause.
That certainly helps a lot. You notice most of the great defensive first basemen also happen to have some height to their advantage.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into the guy. The name. Swing and a miss. But there's one year when Spikes came out here. I think they were a Pirates affiliate at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The first baseman was like 5'8".
I remember this.
And you and I were out there. I looked over at Joe and I said, excuse me, what is this? On the ground in the hole. Knocked down by Leslie. Josh can't make a play. Infield hit. Another fine play by Leslie. Just could not get to his feet to throw Young out. Young's now 1-for-5. Reeves, 2-for-4. Walked in the first. 3-run homer in the second. Big blow of the game. Doubled the left in the fourth. Grounded out to Leslie at short in the sixth. I looked over. It was just practice.
Yep.
I looked at him. I said, this isn't going to last. 2 weeks later, it didn't last.
No.
And again, we're not going to get into the name of the guy.
Yeah.
It's not the right or fair. That's up high, I guess, for a ball. I guess. 1-0 the count, I think. The pitch, that's definitely up high, 2-0. Now that's high. I've already seen the lead on SportsCenter tonight. Aaron Judge homered. The pitch, outside for a ball. Guy that's only played three full seasons in his entire major league career will be the lead on SportsCenter tonight because he showed up. 3-0. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got guys in the Stanley Cup playing on broken bones. Tell me I'm wrong. Guys in the NBA Finals playing with a broken bone in the hand. Last time I checked, you shot with it. That's lined. Off Miller. Picked up by Leslie. Flips one. Vuletich the first. Not in time. That'll be your basic fielder's choice, 164.
And that was a really nice reaction by Leslie and a great job by Vuletich. That was quick reactions all around the middle infield.
Leslie's had a great inning.
He certainly has. He's had a great game, really, defensively.
He had 3-for-3 at the plate. Yeah, great game defensively, too.
Well, and then TJ Reeves, you know what? Are they going to call him out, or is what? Now what's going on?
Oh, geez, Joe, I don't know. I mean, the question is, was there interference at second base by Young? Everybody's just standing there. They're standing around.
Yeah, and both plate umpire Bill Worthington and first base umpire Ian Pittenger are noting something. Well, Reeves is going to stay at first.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's not out.
Wyatt Lee talking things over. A handshake with second baseman Zach Vuletich. He doesn't usually get over to the other side of the second base. So,
I have no idea what went on there. I mean, if Young were to interfere, it'd be a double play.
Yeah, and also what may have happened is Logan Mathieu, heady player that he is, might have received the throw and then tried to tag Reeves
right.
to if he had gone toward second, but
right.
as it is, he just stays at first.
So Miller delivers, and that's on the ground to Mathieu at first. He'll take it himself and end the inning. So nothing across. A bizarre stoppage for about 60 seconds. But we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, 9-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Trey Robertson, in the 2 years he pitched with the Spikes, had some really good outings. But these two eyes are telling me tonight's the best I've seen him. Seven innings, seven hits, no runs. Struck out three, walked one. His night is done after putting together an outstanding performance on the mound. He threw 79 pitches, 57 were strikes. So we go to the eighth inning. And it's going to be
Adam Weibert checking in the ballgame.
Yep. Adam Weibert will take over. I'm going to assume they want him to go to the final two.
And he was the guy in the opening weekend of the season. Came in for the finale of that series on Sunday. Arrived Saturday night, and Sunday he went out and pitched a few innings.
Fifth appearance, no record, 0-1 record, 9.45 ERA, 6 2/3, 6 hits, 7 runs all earned. Struck out 5, walked 2. Joe gets very nervous when I mention the 2 hit-by-pitches. 231 batting average against him. So it's Weibert. Top of the order he'll face, Harden to be followed by Leslie and Aviles. So Weibert takes over here. 6'1", 260 pounds out of Slippery Rock and Hubbard, Ohio. 23-year-old right-hander inside to Harden. It's 0-1. Harden 0-3, lined out to Sykes, made a fine play in the first. Bounced back to Robertson in the third and flew out to left to Wiley in the sixth, where Wiley spun around 8 times and finally got it. Popped up, infield, Sykes. The third baseman calls it and then goes over by the shortstop spot and makes the catch. Marine's looking over at him like, are you sure you wanted to do that? All right, one out. Leslie has the average up to 355 now because he is 3-for-3 tonight. Single to right in the first, single to center in the fourth, infield hit in the sixth. And he's also been sterling in the field. Wind blowing to left field here. A pitch. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. You know what? This might be the only inning Weibert goes. They've got left-handed action in the bullpen for Mahoning Valley for the ninth.
Yeah, Cameron Prayer has been their closer. He is a left-hander. And we'll check
it's
and make
9-0.
Sure.
What's there to close?
And it is Prayer, number 22.
Okay. Now, who knows when's the last time he pitched? I mean, he may just need the work. Shallow center and put away by Johnson. And two outs. First time they retired Leslie, and here's Aviles. He doubled his last time. It was a ground rule double, which would have scored a run, except it was a ground rule double, and they had to stop Leslie at third. I think that explains the night. The other one to left field where Wiley went left, went right, spun around, and then still caught it on the warning track?
Yep.
Low and outside. There are plays in football where Fran Tarkenton would scramble around, and the receivers took better routes than that. That was awful. Low and inside for a ball, 3-0.
The,
it's like, yeah. Set back, it is not your night one.
No.
Three out of Luis. It's a strike. Sort of. 3-1 the count. About hit them 12-7, Mahoning Valley has. Bottom of the eighth, in the dirt. Ball 4. Spikes get another base runner. It's like they haven't had base runners tonight. It's the ninth base runner they've had in this game. Here is Brendan DeRiggi. Well, you know what? He's already hit the pole down the right field line. did that on Wednesday. Let's see if we can find the grandstand. Get these fans something to scream about. Great crowd tonight. Fabulous. Pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. Good cut by Brendan. 0-1 the count. Second team all Big Ten selection at Iowa this year. Began his career at Wofford. Terrific career there. But with Iowa this year, he exhausted his fifth year. Started out the year with Frederick. And the 0-1. That's in there for a strike. 0-2. I see a guy like DeRiggi, and I'm asking myself, I know it's only 20 rounds, but what aren't they seeing?
Yeah.
Because I like what I see. First base, left field, plate, runs the bases. He's down. He's not going to be running the anchor leg. Pitch. It's in the dirt. 1-2. I don't know what they're seeing when I see this guy play. Are you telling me that's an undrafted player?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, Matthew shouldn't be undrafted either.
Yeah.
So several guys I've seen where I sit back and go, I don't know. A lot of guys make sense. Yeah, I get it. And one gets away, and on his way to second will be Avilas. I think that one might be a pass ball.
I think so.
Well, it's 074. Oh, my goodness. Joe, I just looked at your card. It's the fifth time that you've won bingo. My goodness. I know you're just here doing it for recreational purposes, but still, I wonder. 2-2 the count. Pitch to DeRiggi. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Good pitch that time by Weibert. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits. One stranded. At the end of 8-4, it is 9-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Have some fun with the State College Spikes on Sunday. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at 4:05 p.m. and it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Plus, the first 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead presented by Lion Country Kia. And it's a salute to field hockey with a pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti featuring a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. And Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition is after the game presented by Mountain Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Credit is due, by the way, to Justin Miller because he's going to go out here for the ninth inning. He's already got an inning and two-thirds. They needed him to finish the game, and he's going to go out there and attempt to do it because they need to somehow save the bullpen. They got a game tomorrow, and it'll be Jacob Meyer tomorrow. As Fernandez leads off, a couple of walks, two strikeouts. Takes a strike, it's 0-1. And Miller's been good. Struck out two, he's given up one hit in an inning and two-thirds. He is out there right now saving the bullpen for tomorrow. Pitches a strike, it's 0-2. 9-0, three in the first, five in the second, three-run homer by Reeves, and one in the seventh. Outside and low, it's 1-2. Wanted him to chase. Jacob Meyer goes tomorrow. And that will be at 4:05. Elijah Pleasants will be on the mound for Mahoning Valley. It's fouled back. It's still 1-2. Look at the Lion bobblehead giveaway tomorrow. Salute to field hockey tomorrow. Catch on the field tomorrow. All at 4:05. The pitch. That's tapped back to Miller. Takes it. Underhands to Matthew. One up, one down. Johnson at the plate. He is 2-for-4. Knocked it a pair with a base hit in the first. Grounded to short in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. And single to right in the seventh. Then an off day Monday. Tuesday, Walking Taco Tuesday, half price. Wine Wednesday, Dollar Beer Thursday, all at 6:35. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com, or you can go to the box office. You can walk up as well. Love to see you. Weather's going to be great next week. Time for a ball. Nothing in the 80s, everything in the upper 70s next week. Really nice. 1-0 the count. Here's the set by Miller. And to the plate. That's hit high in the air. Playable for Harden. Goes back a few steps. Waits. Back pedals. Puts it away. Two up and two down. Brad Burkle to the plate where he's 0-for-3. Grounded to second. To end the first. Walked in the third. Grounded out to Matthew at first in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the seventh. So here's the last chance of the McDonald strikeout guy. There's one. One more shot at it. He's got a double, a single. He's also walked. He's only made one out tonight. And he grounded the third back in the third inning. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Miller's gone 2 1/3, giving up one hit. He has saved the bullpen for tomorrow. Miller goes set with an 0-2. Can he finish it? Inside, 1-2. Sort of overthrew that curveball. Well, Wiley with a single, a double, and a walk. He has scored one run. He has knocked in one. 1-2 to Wiley. And the pitch. And he fouled out of the plate. Just got a piece of it. Two outs. Base is empty. Top of the ninth. 9-0 Mahoning Valley. Here's the set by Miller. Waits. Delivers. Up high, 2-2. Two and two to the McDonald strikeout guy. Justin Wiley. 2-2. 3-2. Up high. So he's taking it to the limit. Here's the set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Well, it took all night, but they finally got the McDonald's strikeout guy in the last opportunity they have. Well, calling all golfers, Mount Nittany Health Foundation is hosting the 33rd Annual Golf Classic on Friday, September 29th at the Penn State Golf Courses. Several support opportunities are available through sponsorships, and the event is open to golfers of all skill levels. We have a number of volunteer opportunities available for non-golfers who would like to be involved. For more information, you can find it out at foundation.mountnittany.org. Bottom of the ninth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
So Ryan Gardino will lead it off. Only played appearance, he flew to center back in the seventh inning. Ryan came in to play right field and he took Jesse Fontebeau and moved him over to third. So they go to the bullpen one more time to close it out as Prayer's in the game. And he has been their closer. First pitch is a strike, it is 0-1. Cameron Prayer, the 6'6", 218-pound left-hander. That's fouled straight back. It's 0-2. Out of LSU Shreveport, lives in St. Peter's, Missouri. 23 years of age. He won't turn 24 until October 29th. And the pitch. That is sliced down the right field line, but fouled toward the tarp. Still 0-2 on Gardino. Prayer making his third appearance. 13.50 ERA with one and a third, two hits, two runs. Struck out two, walk two, hit two. 333 average against him. And the 0-2. On its way. That's fouled to our right. And in it goes to the Curavetti box. All right. The Geisinger Champions Club. And out of play. Prayer, the lefty goes set. And the 0-2. Foul tip into the mitt. Strike three. Got him. One down. And that'll bring to the plate Zach Vuletich. So, one out, base is empty. He is 0 for 2, wrapped into a double play, grounded to short, walked in the seventh. That's called a ball. 87 with the fastball, not a bad pitch. Really in a no doubles defense in the outfield, playing deep, especially the center fielder Johnson. The pitch. There's a strike. It's 1-1. 9-0 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They've outhit the Spikes 12-7. Fireworks still to come here, though. Vuletich at the right-handed box waits and the pitch. Yeah, that one missed. It's 2-1. A little low that time. Two balls and a strike. Prayer goes set and delivers. There's a strike in her half. Good pitch there. Fastball at 87, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes, the count. And the 2-2. Tied him up inside. Strike three. Got him back-to-back strikeouts. And the Spikes are down to their final out. It's Logan Matthew. By the way, Max Scherzer was traded by the Mets to the Rangers. He had to approve the deal. Has. He has approved it. So he goes from the Mets to a contender and a legit World Series threat in the Texas Rangers. Matthew singled his last time. It's down low for a ball. Matthew is 1-for-3 tonight. Been on base twice. He's also reached on an error. And the 1-0. Way outside. 2-0 the count. Fireworks still to come. The rain has stopped. Kind of had to fight our way through the last three innings with showers. But right now, it has stopped. Tomorrow, 4:05. 2-0. Popped up, foul behind the plate. Fernandez throws away the mask and reaches back and makes the catch to end the game. Spikes go in order in the ninth. Final 9-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Have some fun with the State College Spikes on Sunday. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at 4:05 p.m. and it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Plus, the first 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead presented by Lion Country Kia. And it's a salute to field hockey with a pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti featuring a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. And Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition is after the game presented by Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
All right, here at the ballpark tonight, Mahoning Valley wins it by a score of 9-0, and here are the numbers. Scrappers, 9 runs, a dozen hits, an error, left 9. Spikes, no runs, 7 hits, no errors, left 7. Trey Robertson was outstanding tonight. The former Spike went 7 innings, gave up 7 hits, no runs, struck out 3, walked 1. Outstanding performance, evens his record at 2-2. Derek Cherry takes the loss. He's even at 3-3. Time of the game, 2 hours and 49 minutes before 3,675. The Spikes are now at 67,079 in attendance. Mahoning Valley scored 3 in the first, 5 in the second. The big blow, the 3-run homer by T.J. Reeves. And then 1 in the 7th to back up Robertson's performance as Robertson, Weibert, and Prayer combine on a 7-hit shutout. Back to work tomorrow when the Spikes take on Mahoning Valley at 4:05. First 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead. Also, tomorrow it's a salute to field hockey, catch on the field before the game as well. Elijah Pritchards will be on the mound, or Elijah Pleasants on the mound for Mahoning Valley, and Jacob Meyer will be on the mound for the Spikes tomorrow. Meyer, the left-hander out of Purdue Fort Wayne, who is coming off a solid performance a week ago against West Virginia, will make his 4th start as a Spike with that 3.09 ERA. Tomorrow at 4:05, Joe and I on beginning at 3:40. Final 9-0, Mahoning Valley wins it. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for all the donations to help out on Paint the Park Pink Night and everybody that made donations to the off-the-back option on the Live Source app. What a difference you have made tonight on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ryan Guardino, jersey winner, Cody Wyatt. Ray Torres' jersey, won by Amanda Pressler. Amanda, come on over. Xander Lovin's jersey, the winner, Kristen Lovin. Jackson Lindley's jersey goes to Rip Stuckey. Jesse Fontaboa's jersey, won by Jesus Fontaboa.
There you go.
Derek Cherry's jersey, won by Ava Hunter. Ava? Jonah Jenkins' jersey won by Kyler Napakoski. Jacob Bruning's jersey won by